The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has said he stands fully with the Taoiseach on his comments, describing price gouging on fuel as morally reprehensible. Speaking as he arrived at the second day of the EU summit in Versailles, Mr. Donoghue said the government had invested more than 300 million of taxpayers' money at a time of huge risk for everyone. The fuels industry has sharply criticised the Taoiseach's original comments on Ireland's appeal for flexibility from the EU on the VAT regime for fuels. Mr. Donoghue said a directive on VAT was approaching, but he would not be drawn on a time frame for any changes. He's attending the summit in his role as president of the Eurogroup. This is what he had to say to reporters, including our own Sandra Hurley, ahead of the second day of the summit in Versailles.
We've already put in place now a very comprehensive response back to the rising price of energy this week, and that is the response of the government to it.
Minister, on the in relation to price gouging, the Bill for Ireland was saying that the Taoiseach's comments were misleading in relation to profiteering, and that it was a myth.
I fully stand by the Taoiseach and his comments earlier on in the week. We have now invested over 300 million euro of taxpayers' money at a time of a huge risk for all of us, and we need to ensure that every cent of that makes a difference at the pump. We all need to play our part at this extraordinary time, and we will work with the suppliers in the coming weeks, months and beyond that even, to ensure that we maintain security of supply, but also that we all do what we can to ensure that the measures that I announced are implemented, and that we can do what is possible to bring down the price of energy at a time in which it's becoming so difficult for so many to afford it.
Pascal Donoghue speaking at the European summit in Versailles. We're joined from there now by our political reporter, Sandra Hurley. Sandra, perhaps we can begin on this question of fuel prices and specifically what the government is looking for in relation to VAT on fuel. Is Ireland seeking a derogation?
Yes, well, undoubtedly, domestic concerns are really following the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance to this summit. And both Micheál Martin and Pascal Donoghue today have been keen to signal that they are pressing the EU for more flexibility to reduce VAT on fuels. The problem is that if the government were to reduce the VAT on petrol and diesel, it would lose historic derogations in other areas, which would mean in the longer term, it would then have to raise VAT. So they have been pressing this case for some time. They are hoping for movement. I don't think that movement is going to come today. I asked Pascal Donoghue about a timeline on this. He was unwilling to commit to any particular date. He said that an EU directive in this area is approaching, but I don't think we're going to get anything firm at this summit. Perhaps maybe at the later summit in 2 weeks' time, because many EU states, as we know, are pressing on this as energy prices soar across Europe.
What about more broadly the leaders' discussions in relation to the war in Ukraine and the EU response, both in immediate terms, but also Ursula von der Leyen, for example, looking at the more long-term implications of all of this?
Yes, well, I think what we're going to get today wrapped up in the conclusions are in the text. They're going to focus on three main areas: energy, the economy and defence. And on energy, they want to reduce dependency on Russian energy imports. And we heard, of course, earlier this week, the European Commission outlined a plan on this. The push is to get the leaders to endorse that plan. I know it was discussed at length yesterday, but some states, of course, have a much larger exposure here. Germany, for example, has a huge dependence on Russian gas, and it is unwilling to agree a shorter timeline for weaning it off itself off this supply. So there is disagreement amongst the states, and the key in the text will be to see how far they are willing to go in a commitment and if there are any specific dates there. On the economy, the leaders are pushing for greater autonomy for Europe. They want to make it less reliant on global suppliers. And of course, this has been a key push for some time from the French President Emmanuel Macron. The problem, of course, is that if you're going to, say, in the food area, plant lots of indigenous crops, how do you pay for this? France and Italy want more joint debt, the type of moves we saw during the pandemic, more mutualization of borrowing, but other countries absolutely do not want to go down that path, and they insist the existing money is there. And lastly, we're expecting something on defence, perhaps a greater spending commitment overall, also commitments on joint procurement, and we're expecting them to increase the financing for the European Peace Facility. And we saw recently that Europe reached this new move by using the facility to, for the first time, to pay for lethal weapons, to finance weapons to send to Ukraine. Ireland, of course, constructively abstained on that.
Sandra Hurley in Versailles, thank you for that. After this break, we'll be hearing about that Stormont apology to the survivors of institutional abuse in Northern Ireland.